Remembering makes us forget, at least according to a group of neuroscientists here in Britain who watched volunteers remember one memory, which in turn caused them to forget another. To explain the process, I spoke to the lead researcher from Birmingham University.
In the experiments, we were interested in how the brain creates forgetting. And the challenge was, it's been quite hard to study forgetting because you can't really tell. So what you need to find is something like a neural fingerprint in the brain that tells us what exactly a subject or participant is remembering at a given moment. So we developed a method that actually allowed us to track individual memories in the brain. So we could directly watch the brain while it forgets, and that was quite exciting for us.
And you use pictures of Marilyn Monroe and Albert Einstein?
Yes, we do.
And why?
So we use these images, which are all like famous people's faces or well-known places around the world or everyday objects, because they're quite well-known to our subject already, so they're easier to remember in the first place. But also, and probably more importantly, we found that these pictures elicit quite a distinct signature in the brain, like in the visual part of the brain. So we can actually tell just based on a participant's brain activity.
And when you looked at those signatures, what did it tell you?
So it told us when there were words that triggered a memory of two pictures at the same time, the more often we asked participants to only remember one of these pictures, the more we saw the brain picture of that or the brain pattern representing that picture coming up in the brain, but also the more the competing or irrelevant pictures were suppressed by the brain. And that suppression ultimately led people to forget those memories at a later point. So the basic phenomenon, which always surprises people, that namely that remembering causes forgetting, has been known for quite a while. So it's been published in the 90s. But the new thing about our study is really that we can actually watch the mechanism behind it. So we can watch the brain while it suppresses memories that it doesn't need anymore.